getting one in.
How much longer we got?
Well, I don't know. Not too terribly much longer. Are you sure?
We wouldn't have time tomorrow, dear.
No, that's the thing. We wouldn't have time tomorrow.
I'm last if you can.
Yeah, I don't want to wear you now. It's not fair for me.
It's all right. I'll send you the doctor bill. I'm kidding. Oh, go ahead.
I'll trade in my recorder. Okay. An older person who gets around a lot, you know, and still very active, you say that person's riveting?
Active would be the only word I'd use.
Would you ever use spry?
Spry, yes.
Mm-hmm. Heard that. Now, a person who never spends a cent of money, you call that person a?
Tight or stingy. Mm-hmm.
And like a child, a lot of times at night will want to light in their bedroom because they're
scared.
And a person that leaves a lot of money on a table or something in their house and just goes off and leaves the door unlocked, you say that person is really. Or a person who was like the same sort of thing. Same word would do for this.
Careless?
Yeah. And a person who is very strange and very peculiar, you might say, sometimes they act kind of
odd.
Or another word, would you ever use queer?
Yep.
You would say that?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd use in that same context?
It'd be according to what group I was with.
Oh, right.
Queer.
It's
commonly used.
It is used
right.
around mm-hmm. here. Yeah.
Sure.
I know what you mean. A person that makes up their mind and you can't change their mind, you say that person is really
hard-headed.
And a person who is easily offended, that you can't joke with them without them losing their temper, you say that they're really.
Touchy. Yeah.
And if a person is touchy and then you tease that person, they might get awful
mad.
And if you were in a burning building or something with lots of people in it, somebody might say, now just keep
calm, but get this kid out.
Right. If someone had just been working really hard, and they might say they were very
tired.
And if they were very, very tired, they might say they were just all
worn out.
Oh, you're so good.
I have such a good coach.
You know, if someone you knew had been feeling all right, as far as you knew, and then suddenly you heard that they had to go to bed, you might say, well, yesterday they must have. In using the word sick, you might say, yesterday they
got sick.
Yeah. And if a person sat like in a draft and they started coughing, you might say that they
caught cold.
And if this cold affected their voice and they started talking like this, you'd say that they were
it's hoarse.
And if you like that, you'd say you had a little
cough.
And if a doctor gave you some medicine, for example, and he came to see you, which of course they never do, but if he did, and he got on to you because the bottle was still mostly full, he might say, why didn't you
take that medicine?
And then you'd say, well, yesterday I
took it,
and tomorrow I'll
throw it away. I don't know what you...
That's okay. That's right. If a person can't hear anything at all, you say that they're
deaf.